Bama. Fires in the west are continuing to make it hard to breathe for some people.
Smoke advisories and air quality alerts are up across the northwest, California, and the northern Rockies, and into the Great Basin. Temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees above average over these areas.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally will have a profound effect on our weather, but it's a very slow system indeed as it aims for landfall on the coast. Today, random scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Breezy, high temperature held down to 84. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, low 71. Tomorrow night and Thursday, flash flood watch. Windy, locally heavy rainfall. Rainfall amounts could be excessive. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. The rain continues Thursday night but starts to slack up a bit on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant notifications for watches and warning. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How about yourself?
Very good, very good. I'm flying solo today, but, you know, sometimes I like being alone, Ray. Just alone up here, you know, with my thoughts.
Yeah, being alone is not always bad. I hate to even confess this on the radio, but sometimes I like to just drive around the car with no noise at all in the car.
Yeah, just
me and my thoughts. Yeah. And but you have to be careful because you will end up daydreaming and getting a wreck doing that. So it's always better to listen to 93.1 while you're driving.
There you go. So how's it going there at Prattville Carpet?
We are all actually sitting in the store busy as bees, just calculating and working on orders and getting stuff ordered. It's been a really good morning so far this morning.
Very good. And any special deals going on, especially through Mohawk right now?
You know, they still have those incredible prices on the Redwood, the waterproof laminate flooring.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. I did a job yesterday for a guy on the other side of Montgomery. He had a huge issue with the slab. They had the house jacked up. I went in there and said, man, I don't know. I'm thinking we're going to be at least $1,500 just in prep to get the floor where we can lay on top of it. Well, by the time we got it done, we only had to charge $700. And he was ecstatic over that, loved the beautiful floor, said, okay, it looks so great, I want to order. Let me save up my money and I'll be back to order the rest of the flooring. So, yeah, a lot of times whenever I do tell somebody, hey, we're looking at $1,500, I've doubled it. Because I'm always the hero if you bring it back down.
Right.
Yeah, because that's the one caveat. We just don't know until we get in and start working and pouring out the leveler. How many bags it's going to take to level that floor. And the only place I run into is East Montgomery. Hmm. It's something about East Montgomery and those slabs over there that they're just going to be a complete and utter nightmare. I don't know if it's the soil or what's going on over there.
Well, I know you and your team there at Prattville Carpet are on top of it and can overcome any of those technical issues, and you can do it at a great price like you just suggested. It's the number's 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, right? Hadn't changed?
That's it, 285-8117. We come out today. We'll even come out tomorrow in the rain. I've already got two appointments set up for tomorrow. Even though it's going to be raining, I don't mind. We'll come out. We'll run in as quick as we can and get you measured up and get those prices going and see where we can go from there.
Very good. And folks, when you call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Appreciate it. Bye. News and Views, second hour officially begin in about a minute here. Hold on.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to your butts.
I got hairy legs.
Welcome back.
I don't need a big
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Give me a call at 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation. That's what Billy did. Billy, welcome.
Hey, Joey. Thank you for taking my call. I got a statement and a question.
Yes, sir.
The statement is, to make your vote count, go vote in person so we can be sure that our votes count.
Amen. I did during the runoff, and they did a fantastic job, I must say.
Yeah, I think it's the best way to ensure that your vote counts. The question is, if for some reason Biden got to be president and Harris got to be vice president, and for some reason Biden accidentally has a accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, accidentally has an accident. I like the way you put it.
Harris moves up. Who moves into the vice president spot?
I believe she gets to pick her own vice president at that point. It might be a Senate confirmation.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if Pelosi would take advantage of the situation and move in, or if the Democratic Party somehow had a process of putting somebody in there. So I appreciate you straightening me out on that, buddy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it, Billy. Thank you. 272-9228. News and Views are on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Lee. And what's up? How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Man, doing pretty good. Been a long time since I called in. And you were riding shotgun today, solo today. So I said, good day to do it.
And actually, a quick correction here. If there's no VP, so say Harris becomes president, or say Mike Pence keeled over for whatever reason, the president can nominate a vice president who shall take office upon confirmation by a majority vote of both houses of Congress.
Correct. I was going to weigh in on that. It's kind of funny how everybody's preparing for the,
I know.
The worst and... I mean, it's honestly a little bit shocking. Of course, I think the events of this year in general are a little bit shocking, but...
Right. I should have taken more constitutional law in college. You're getting all these succession questions.
You would have been well prepared, but, that's why God made Google, right?
Right. Well, and actually, let me amend that. Like, I just did another amendment. I probably should just read the Constitution itself more often, because if you take constitutional law in college, you barely even read it. You read court cases.
That's almost sad.
Yeah, well, you read court cases from the Supreme Court.
Right. Well, you know, along those lines, a friend and I were recently having a discussion, and he is a extreme, I won't say extreme, but he's definitely Trump all in.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm certainly, you know, lean Trump's way, and I voted for the man, hoping for, you know, some different results than we received. But, you know, one aspect that he and I debate is I don't feel that Trump is always as presidential as he needs to be. And in the environment we're in, you know, he'll on one hand, he'll make a presidential statement. On the next, he makes very inflammatory statements.
Right.
And I haven't heard many callers call in and talk about that. I just kind of wanted to get your opinion, Joe. You talk to all these people every day, and I feel like there's so much vitriol and angst that nobody's going to break through anybody else's argument because they're convicted. And we know that the strength of the conviction is, you know, it turns into righteous anger, righteous indignation. So the sure. perception that you're the one that's right fuels the argument instead of literally having a conversation about your differences. And I think that's my biggest frustration is we don't converse about our differences anymore. We stand across the aisles and scream at each other with our party badges slapped on our chest.
Well, and there are several levels to this. Number one is average folks like you and I, Lee. We, you know, we're not in power, and we can kind of vote for any damn reason we want. And it might, I'm not saying you should, but if, you know, my cat's named Donald, so I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, it could
exactly.
be that silly. And then also, when people have completely different values, living almost in completely different realities of their own in terms of worldview. Like, I mean, you could right. have a 12er Shia Muslim shopping at the grocery store. I'm not sure why we would. And then you could have, you know, a Calvinist and a Baptist, a Catholic and a Jew all sitting there shopping in the same grocery store. And even though they're picking up the same cereal boxes and looking at the serial numbers on the boxes, they have a completely different idea of what the world actually is. And
right.
so I think people who have such divergent views sometimes have trouble getting over that chasm, that gap. And in general, power corrupts, and it doesn't just corrupt the people running for office or the people in office.
Right.
It corrupts the folks who are really just wanting their person to win. And that's what this is about. Unfortunately, it's not about enlightened argument to figure out what are the best policies with the country. I used to believe that. I don't anymore. It's about winning.
Right.
And I think there are a lot
right.
of folks who really appreciate this president because he doesn't back down, because he doesn't try to play nice with the media or the powers that be or, you know, the bureaucracy. He's always pushing back. He's kind of a madman for doing it because they're constantly after him. But I kind of like the vitriol in the sense that there's a weird honesty to it. And I'm not saying Trump, of course, lies and he's over the top often. But he's
right.
so consistent about the way he does that, you can kind of see through him. It's a weird sort of transparency. As opposed to sort of the sanitized language of bureaucracy and the poetry of past presidents, you never really could tell where they would stand, and they wouldn't follow through with their promises. So I like it when Trump has that nice happy medium of, well, he'll hit somebody hard, say, in the press room, but then he can also give a cogent answer on really serious things. And, you know, lately
right.
he's been revealing his hand. For instance, an Indian reporter asked, is China bullying India? And Trump took a beat. He paused for a second, and he sort of said with his eyebrows raised, I hope not. Now, if you're president, you don't need to just off the cuff say, yeah, China's bullying India, even if in fact they are. And so that idea of I hope
right.
not sort of sends a signal. So this guy gets it more than I think the mainstream press would suggest. And he does make mistakes more than the right-wing press would suggest. But I think he's
right.
a unique character right now. And the main reason I think I like him at this point is that his presence in the presidential chair is waking a lot of folks up to how the bureaucracy, the administrative state, the deep state, the media, how all these organizations work. Because the more they go after him, the more they pull off their mask. And we see, oh, this is not exactly what the Constitution says or what we like to think of ideally as the press.
They have to counterpoint him with their true nature. They can't be subtle or be nefarious and, and slick about it, because they have to counterpoint him. And your points are well made. And, you know, I'm not condemning Trump wholly. I mean, that, you know, the rogue element you're talking about is refreshing, and one of the reasons that I think many of us voted for him. It just seems like sometimes there needs to be a conversation, a more quiet, fluid conversation than the yelling. And I feel like if we at least tried to lead it, and maybe it would just be screaming into the night at nothing. I don't know. It's just, you know, you watch these news cycles day after day, week after week, month after month, and you hear people and their discussions on the radio, and sometimes it just becomes like a noise. You know what I'm saying? You can't really separate anything out.
Yes.
And like I said, you're in the mix day in and day out, hours and hours. So I wanted to get your intelligent take on it, because at this point, I'm filtering out so much. Like sometimes somebody will say, hey, have you heard this in the news about Trump, or this about, you know, Biden or whatever? And I'm like, no, I had no idea, you know, because I'm so tired of it.
Well, what interests me more and worries me more, Lee, with the national press in particular, is not so much they say things that are untrue. I mean, sometimes that's on purpose. Sometimes they make mistakes. What's more interesting to me is the story they're trying to get across over the weeks, the months, and the years. What is their narrative? That's a great old line of poetry, a truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can't invent. And so if you are weaving out this narrative that's trying to capture what truth is in a larger sense, because everybody isn't looking at every little lie President Trump said or Barack Obama said or the media said. People are more thinking in terms of, okay, here's my general sense of where the country's going. Is it still going that way today, tomorrow, and the next day? Or is there some big change? What defines, I think, a lot of people's point of view is values in their general sense, not the specifics, because you're right. I do this day in and day out, and it's hard enough for me to keep up with it. I can't imagine if somebody had a real job and, you know, they actually, you know, they actually have work to do, so they can't sit here and consume news information all day. And honestly, I think if you're just coming to the dance, folks, you, Lee, or folks out there listening, I know you've been following for years, Lee, but folks who are now paying attention because it's election season, you're the folks I want to hear from, because you're the folks who actually have some sanity, because you're distant from being in the middle of the political cycle all the time.
So long.
Right. You're the folks I want to hear from, because you actually have some independent.
And that's, you know, exactly why I wanted to hear from you, because you are in a constant state of media barrage and facts and information, because you have to disseminate it in whatever fashion that you see fit. And I think for the most part, while we know that most of the commentators in the station are right-leaning, you always talk about counterpoints and, the other argument. And I think in all situations, you should hear all sides, as long as they're bringing their points to the table. You know, if they feel that they're a salient point that needs to be made and they're doing it coherently, you have to listen.
Sure.
And you have to have a discussion. But when it starts becoming what it's become, that's when I think people like you and I, who separating you from your actual job, but who are trying to understand the viewpoints, you just get disgusted with it.
Well, and it also
starts to lead you to vote automatically toward where you lean instead of investigating.
I think most people vote not out of love for their particular party. Some do, but most vote because they fear what the other party's going to do, number one. But it's always a tightrope, like high wire act. In the sense of, let's take, for instance, Black Lives Matter. There are some folks I've met in my everyday life, maybe even family members, who want to talk about Black Lives Matter, and they're all down with the cause of being anti-racist. And when it's that person that I know, I kind of look at them, and I will talk to them and talk through these things. Then sometimes you get the clarion call of Black Lives Matter, where it's very clearly just a cudgel to hit somebody over the head with, and a kind of a general theory that explains way too much, so it doesn't really explain anything at all. So there, you've got to be able to tell the difference. Is this person genuine? Are they really trying to figure something out, or are they just trying to win, so to speak?
Right. Just carry the banner and start swinging.
Exactly.
I agree.
Well,
okay. Well, I appreciate Joe. You're doing a great job, man. Keep at it.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Brother, talk to you later.
Bye. 272-9228, 272-9228. Folks, this part of News and Views from 9 till noon, brought to you by Cole Plumbing. Yes, Cole Plumbing can be reached at 279-8919. I'm going to say that number again. You need to write it down or keep it in that steel trap of your mind, but you need to save this number in your phone for any plumbing problem, big or small, because the small problems have a way of becoming big ones if you let them fester and you don't take care of them immediately. Again, that number for Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business for a reason. Founded in 1977, they've been serving the River Region, and they take great pride in the 100% satisfaction guarantees they offer to folks around the River Region. They have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to go in and fix those plumbing problems, big and small, with minimal discomfort to you and your home. No big hole in your yard, not tearing out a bunch of drywall. No, precision and expertise. Cole Plumbing gets the job done. So again, save that number, 279-8919. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. More news and views from 9 till noon when we get back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's
241-6414. Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%.
Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit.
Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Number 84417.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union. And we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Joey. Just wanted to run this past you. You know, the state's getting ready to spend taxpayers' money on new prisons and everything that goes along with that. And I just wish they'd put that on hold and rethink this, because I think they may be going in the wrong direction.
What makes you say that?
Well, because as society changes, I think there's going to be less individuals going into the prison systems. I think there's going to be less arrest. Especially, I mean, if Biden isn't elected president, society's norms are changing. And I think law enforcement is going to change and evolve into something else, and arresting people is not going to be tasteful for a lot of the people, you know. It's just not.
See, and this is what baffles me, Steve. I see where you're going. What baffles me as a libertarian, you know me, if you're a consenting adult and, you know, you're not messing with children, which we've talked about, had to unfortunately talk about here in the last few days. But if you're a consenting adult, I really don't care what you put in your body, what you do with yourself, your own property, these sorts of things. But I would say, as a libertarian, the one thing you need police and courts and prisons for are violent crimes, crimes of theft, property crimes. Those are the main things a functioning society needs to function. So it's just baffling to me that, you know, this case in, what is it, Pennsylvania? The guy, you see the video, he's running out there with a knife. He'd stabbed four people before. Like, how, what are you supposed to do?
He had a history of violence.
Right.
He had a weapon in his hand. He had the old look in his eye that I'm going to kill somebody, and you might as well be the one I'm going to kill.
Right.
So what do you do? And that's what I'm talking about, Joey. We're coming to a point where they don't want police to do what they were intended to do, protect and keep people property safe and all that stuff, and keep, you know, people from not feeling safe in their homes. I think the money would be better spent by the state to build something similar back when the during the Cold War and we had the fallout shelters. I think it would be better to build safe rooms all across the state. And I would suggest to people, if you're building a new home, to include a safe room. Because if things keep going the way they're going, you're not going to have individuals that want to go into what used to be called the law enforcement profession.
Right.
And if cities defund and cities don't want to support or back their officers when they have to make a deadly force, and just like in Montgomery now, if you pull your gun out of your holster to clear a building, which you're trained to do, then paperwork has to be completed and a use of force package. Even though you're trained to pull it out, you're in the building by yourself, a burglar may be in there armed with a gun or whatever, and if they keep putting up these barriers, then law enforcement officers are going to go to other professions.
Yes.
And if they do that, then you're going to have less and less arrest. And people are not going to be going into the prison system in the volume and in the rate they have. So you're not going to need these mega prisons. And you're going to have empty buildings that you've spent money on. But what you're going to need is safe rooms. Because just like in the movie The Purge,
right,
when the law enforcement stands down and they're allowed to murder, rape, rob, and drag people out of their houses, that's what it can turn into very quickly if there's not somebody, a sheepdog, willing to protect the flock.
No, and let me, serious question here. Say those sheepdogs, I like the phrase. I think that's in that movie American Sniper, too, the first time I heard that phrase, sheepdog. But say those sheepdogs don't wear the badge anymore of, say, the municipal police force or even a sheriff's office. And could you see more and more neighborhoods, individuals hiring private security?
Yeah, that's what it's going to. I had a friend in Arizona call me, and they said, let me tell you what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to retire, and we've got several affluent communities, and that's what they're wanting to do. and it'll be part of their HO. It'll be part of their covenants that you'll pay into our private. And that's the rich people, the people that have wealth, if they still have wealth, will be able to hire their own security and their own protection. But the poor people won't be able to do that, and they'll be helpless.
Right, and that's what I worry about the most. And you think about it, the rich folks are moving out of the big cities in the country. But what about the folks who want to leave but don't have the means to leave, say, Los Angeles or New York City?
Exactly.
Just a mess right now.
Something to think about, Joey.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
Have a good day.
272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
This is the Reaper.
The Reaper.
How are you today, Mr. Joey?
I feel like ghastly white all of a sudden. Cold.
Well, I'm sure you still remember my last phone call. But I could not keep my hands off the phone while listening to this last individual.
Mm-hmm.
I respect his thoughts, but that's not the real world, Joey. You know as well as I do that prisons, mega prisons, max prisons, are also a deterrent, just like the death penalty is a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the gentleman wants us all to build safe rooms and go hide in our homes because the police are going to stop arresting violent criminals.
Well, I'll say, knowing Steve, Mr. Reaper, that Steve was having his tongue was placed in his cheek there to make the point that
and I get it.
Yeah.
And if we all live in a civilized manner, his idea would probably work and be wonderful. But we're dealing with animals now, Joey. These are not civilized, normalized human beings. These are people who don't use logic in their decisions. These are people who don't care about fellow human beings, black, white, yellow, and everything in between. They want their agenda handled at any and all costs. And that means your life, your wife's life. How long should we hide in our little safe rooms until someone tells us it's okay to come out? If there are no police and there are no authorities to put the animals back in the cages, then what do we have as far as this society goes? Some of us don't have a problem actually dealing with that. And I think you'll remember my last phone call. I said this is all about a reckoning. There are things coming in our future that you're going to wish you had a supermax prison somewhere. And I also liked his idea, and I think it would be beneficial to the state, and we could even help pay for that prison as well as turn it into a profitable situation if all the little pansy states want to defund their police departments and they don't want to have jails anymore. Let them arrest their violent criminals when they feel like it. Send them to us and we will charge them to house them until we either execute them or the day they die. We're not going to stand for what's going on in other cities, in other states here in Alabama. It's not going to happen. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we're not going to send you to Siberia. We're sending you to Alabama. Yeah, I think there are a lot of folks, especially when you look at the West Coast and the mayhem in places like Seattle and Portland. And, oh, it's so cute to see these upper class, ruling class folks. Like, I'm sitting out at my favorite coffee shop. Look at all the rioting, and it's a beautiful day. It's like, really? Oh, just because it's not right in front of your face. Some of these ideas certainly have consequences. And if you do not have basic protections of persons and property, you will not have a functioning society. it's the worst thing ever, having a government full of laws, so many laws that it stretches the rule of law completely thin, and then you don't have the will to enforce them. So we'll see what happens. God help us if that day does come. 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Again, folks, this, the second hour news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. You owe it to yourself to see how much money you could be saving with Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. So you just grab that mortgage statement today. It's a simple phone call. Also, if you're renting with dreams of buying your very own home, you can pick up that same phone and call Alabama Home Mortgage. They'll walk you through the whole pre-approval process, the entire home buying process, every step of the way. And also first responders, police, fire, emergency medical, those on the front lines in the hospitals working this pandemic. Alabama Home Mortgage puts their money where their mouth is as a thank you for your service. First responders will receive a $500 gift card at closing. So if you're looking to buy your very first home or you're looking to refinance that home, Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams are the folks you need to call. Again, that number 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally will have a profound effect on our weather, but it's a very slow system indeed as it aims for landfall on the coast. Today, random scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Breezy, high temperature held down to 84. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, low 71. Tomorrow night and Thursday, flash flood watch, windy, locally heavy rainfall. Rainfall amounts could be excessive. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. The rain continues Thursday night but starts to slack up a bit on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant notifications for watches and warning. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to news and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Well, here's some good news in the midst of all the sound and fury of this election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is on pathway to have zero troops in Afghanistan by spring of 2021. Well, that is fantastic news. Spring of 2021. I mean, this is one of those promises that I kind of rolled my eyes. I love when Trump, essentially in the South Carolina debate, said Bush lied, people died. Essentially just went really hard in the paint about, hey, I'm tired of these wars abroad. We don't need to start any new ones. We need to bring our troops home. I think it won then-candidate Trump, now President Trump, a lot of support with the rank and file of the military. But it was one of those promises. What did George W. Bush run on? A humble foreign policy, a compassionate conservatism. Then 9/11 happens. And somehow 9/11 and the war in Afghanistan morphs into the war in Iraq and the mess there. And Barack Obama runs against wars of choice like Iraq, but then he chooses more war in Afghanistan, more war in Libya, and you better believe that Hillary Clinton, then John Kerry, State Department, was doing all sorts of covert actions. I'll put it this way, I don't think the Arab Spring, you remember that? You know, the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, the overthrow of Gaddafi. We know that the Libya overthrow, with a no-fly zone provided by U.S. military assets, is probably also, you know, weapons brought into the country. We know the United States fingerprints are all over that. But if you look at the general mayhem in the Middle East during those years, I don't think it was all started just because some fruit monger set himself on fire. Let's just say I think it's kind of comparable to what happened in Ukraine. So this peace, Nobel Peace Prize candidate, Barack Obama, ushers in more war. So when I hear Donald Trump come around, I kind of roll my eyes saying, well, maybe his heart's in the right place, but good luck with that, Mr. President. And it seems what's happened with this Trump administration in this first term, as far as war and troops abroad, is that Trump played ball initially. He surrounded himself with folks like James Mattis, folks like John Kelly, and he listened to the generals. He listened to the Joint Chiefs. He didn't have troops removed from certain situations. In fact, he actually sent more troops in to deal with ISIS in Syria. But what have we seen as the years have gone by? I think Trump is feeling his position more, and his footing feels much more secure. And he's willing to tell the top brass, hey, why do we have all these troops in Germany? Hey, why do we continue to have more and more troops in Afghanistan? Same thing with Iraq. Same thing all over the world. And it's not like you can completely bring them all home. It would create such a power vacuum that others would definitely seek to fill. But also this idea of continuing to double down on policies and strategies that are now essentially first crafted after the fall of the Berlin Wall, were not that country anymore. The country of 91, 92, the Clinton years, we're not that country anymore. We can't continue to run on autopilot like we're the sole superpower and the liberal international order is here to stay. No, it's being tested very much by China and other places, and it's continuing to bankrupt us. Now, maybe we're not technically bankrupted, but we're close. Not to mention the thousands of lives. Not just of those wounded and killed in action, but of the families, the disruptions. People sign up, and often they know what they're signing up for. And they do so with honor. But there's a reason it is the rank and file military members who are the ones that support President Trump on this issue. So to see Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying, hey, let's get all the troops out of Afghanistan by spring 2021. Apparently it started this week, historic peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government that's been backed by us. I hope that continues to hold. It does seem that Iran has really been put in a box in a large way. The strategy of empowering Israel has actually paid off pretty well with these peace deals. And the idea that you lead with economic normalization first in the case of Serbia and Kosovo seems to have worked out as well. And when you look at China and you look at Russia, China's going to be a generational thing. With Russia, I think the ideology, the thoughts behind Vladimir Putin are very dangerous and delusional on behalf of Putin. I think he's a good chess player. He's a brilliant opportunist. But his hopes and dreams for Russia, I think, are a bit delusional and don't serve their interests. And hopefully strength and conversation can convince the Russians of that over time. But right now, I look at the foreign policy field, and it's not a perfect record. It never is. But it is a refreshing change of pace after two presidents who ran on peace and ended up with more war. It seems like this president ran on peace and is trying to actually maintain that peace. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Smokin' Otis, Joey.
Hey, how are you, Smokin' Otis?
Man, I'm all right. It's been a while since I spoke with you.
Yeah, lovely to hear your voice. Well, I don't know if lovely is the word, but yeah, what's up, brother?
Look, man, you know, you're talking about China and Russia and all this bunch. Look, man, I read an article this morning, a little news clip, about that they are beginning to seemingly dominate space. So Trump has this push for the Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
We need some money in that area. I don't know if people realize it or not, Joey, but they have, talking about China and Russia, have these spacecraft up there that are capable of knocking our satellites out of orbit.
Right.
Which is a bit concerning to me. I mean, that's one of the frontiers that a lot of people don't think about.
Well, I would put it this way, Smokin' Otis. A lot of U.S. programs have been going on in secret, probably under the auspices of NASA and the Air Force. And so Trump doing the Space Force has sort of formalized, made official, hey, we are playing in space with a military element in mind. And I think we have been doing that, but it's now just official.
Just hasn't been let out as far as the people know.
Right. Well, I mean, you could find all sorts of interesting stuff on the internet about space planes and different, you know, countermeasures on satellites, even the idea of, you know, kinetic weapons from space, these sorts of things.
Yeah, well, I was just a bit concerned when I read this morning that China and Russia were both outspending us in space. So it made me, just think, well, I don't know a whole lot about this.
Well, it's think of it as, of this, above and below. So we need to worry about space, number one, because so much of our military is reliant on satellites and the technology and the ability
right.
to communicate.
Exactly.
But also,
exactly.
We need to start thinking more about underwater assets, whether it's underwater drones or underwater communication abilities. Like, under the sea is just as important as in outer space and in orbit.
It's over the skies. I agree with that.
Right.
Well, I just read that article, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts about it.
Yeah, and I think how we always hear the Pentagon had all this spending that can't be accounted for? Some of that is just
right.
off-the-books spending, and it's by design. I don't love that element of our budgeting because it's ripe for all sorts of problems. But let's just say that the U.S. has been pretty active in space for a while. We're just now making it formal.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and, it does explain the unaccounted for billions and
right.
whatever.
Well, and like I
so
said,
I'm not
as worried about Russia as a long-term competitor. You look at the issues in that country, they have a lot of problems. China is a whole other
right.
thing. Now, China's got problems, too, but the more that Xi Jinping gets power around just himself, and really, China, you think about it, China has this thousands of years history. They do have, they're the ones that came up with gunpowder. They were actually the ones that came up with the printing press initially. Now, because of their culture back then, they didn't use it in the same way that the Europeans would go on to. But they have a robust history of, you know, language and culture and innovation and a unique military history. I was watching
about. Well, they're a whole lot older than we are as far as.
Well, and what they're trying to do right now, Smoke and Otis, is move from being a traditional imperial land power to a maritime power. That's why they're doing all this stuff in the South China Sea, and East China Sea, up into the Sea of Japan, and that first island chain. If they can push the U.S. Navy out, and here's something that worried me. I know we're getting off of our space conversation, but if you're Xi Jinping, and you really want to consolidate power, and you want to carry the mantle of Mao, and Mao is many things, but he was a great military leader, is the way he is hailed in China and remembered in China. So if you want to carry that mantle of Mao, consolidate even more power, not just getting rid of, you know, corrupt opponents, let's say. Corrupt opponents, let's say. But you also want to get power with the people and in the people's minds. How about in a big invasion of, say, somewhere like Taiwan in 3-4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's coming, and everybody needs to understand it. And there's a side. You can even talk to top brass and look at military members. Are we really going to send Americans to go die, you know, for little
patches of Taiwan?
Or like Taiwan, or like, you know, these little man-made islands they're putting out there. And so it's a lot of big decisions the U.S. needs to make in regards to
China. Well, we're going to have to sink our money into some military stuff. I mean, China's already got, the world's largest navy, and now they're dabbling up in space. So we got to spend some military bucks. I'm sure of that.
Right. Well, we'll see.
Anyway, Joey, I'm going to hang up and listen to you, brother. I'm kind of breaking up out here in the interstate I'm driving, so... You just carry on, man. You're doing a great job up there, bro.
Thank you, Smoking Otis. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by, again, Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get that 55% off on, well, all those old videotape transfers to DVD or digital file when you call 279-6036, Dan Black Studios can also do full video production for you, whether you're doing a TV commercial, online branding video, maybe you have a presentation you would like to give your school, your church, maybe even in the courtroom, God forbid. Dan Black Studios prides themselves on 38 years of excellent professional service, and they do a fantastic job of video production, whether it's from the ground up or putting together raw video footage you already have shot. Say you're a realtor and you want to showcase all the properties you have at the moment, Dan Black Studios can put that together for you. So check them out today, 279-6036, or go online to danblackstudios.net. Excuse me. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team there at Dan Black Studios being a great sponsor of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the conversation.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's that time of year again where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the top of the hour break. Four people. And it's amazing what people are capable of. I mean, I guess they were just being the embodiment of climate change. But four people have been busted and arrested for intentionally starting fires on the West Coast, as now wildfires rage in those states. Oh, look at that winner right there. Cops detained two men in Washington, a man in Oregon, and a woman in California as the desperate battle to contain the flames continues. Man, what a winner. That Michael Gerard Bakella. Man, sweet facial hair, dude. Oh, she looks like a happy person. Anita, So far, 24 people have been killed, though the authorities in Oregon have told residents to brace themselves for a mass fatality incident. Oregon Live reports that this Michael character with the handlebar mustache, 41, been arrested on two counts of arson, 15 counts of criminal mischief, and 14 counts of reckless endangerment. He started a fire. It's considered to be one of the origins of the Alameda fire. And the two quickly merged. Man. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, you haven't been raking your forests enough. Or, oh, it's climate change. Look at the heat and how dry things are. But before we go into these bigger explanations, you know, not proper forest management or not dealing with climate change well enough, just got to keep in mind good old-fashioned arson. We need to understand that it isn't all just peace and love. And if you create a nice, safe space for everybody and give them plenty of opportunity, then everything will be great. No, some folks just have no damn sense and are no damn good. And it's horrible to see that this is a constant thing out there in California. You don't need folks. Well, how do you stop it? I don't even know how you stop that. How do you patrol thousands and thousands of miles of forested area for, you know, one idiot, one terrible person is going to set things ablaze? But, yep, four people arrested on the West Coast because of that. And, of course, it's all Donald Trump's fault. Of course it is. How you doing, Eddie Bader?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Joey?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm all right. We got an hour left here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Again, y'all check out Alabama Home Mortgage, sponsor of this, the second hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. Their number, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number, 1586368, an equal housing lender. Last hour of News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side.